Alrighty.
Just have to make sure you talk a little louder so it can hear you. Alright, ready?
I am ready.
Okay. Here we go. Yeah, I can't get up. You have to get me. That means pick me up if she's turning around. Oh, alright, you want to eat your food. Yeah, turning around means, yeah.
Come here then, sweet.
She always turns backwards and people think she's walking away, but she's not. There you go. Alright. See you later.
Okay.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. That's good to talk to you again.
And you also. And how have you been proceeding?
I've had a wonderful couple of years.
Excellent. What have you accomplished?
Well, before we talk about that, could I ask you a few questions? Short questions. Did you join myself and my friend from Chicago for lunch in Burlington by any chance? About a month ago?
Yes.
That was fantastic. I kept looking at this individual and the hair and the eyes, you know, and I'm thinking, this is very uncanny. And then the final statement, keep the wind in your sails. We went outside and we bent over in laughter. It was great. Was it a pop-in or a...
Superimposed.
Was it? That was enjoyable. Thank you so much.
You are very welcome.
My friend Yinka, who's on the forum, is interested to know what part of the UK she best resonates with. She thinks her impression is Somerset, England.
I would agree.
Excellent. She's right on. She also has had some interest in coming to the States and a special interest in New York City. Would she resonate with New York City?
Yes, to a degree.
Yeah.
I would express that it would depend on what area of the city she would go to, and what I would express is that there are some aspects of the city that might be overwhelming to her.
Because I think she's a lot of millionaire.
But there are some areas that she would resonate with. I would say that there are some areas in the main aspect in Manhattan that she would resonate with. There are other areas that she wouldn't necessarily. And then there are other areas also in outer-lying areas that are part of the city, but not in the main part of
right.
the city, that she would resonate with, that are more community-oriented.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense. And I'm also curious, I love the music of Billie Holiday, and my friend Mariah was curious to know if Billie is a focus of herself.
Observing.
Excellent. I also like Scott Joplin myself, and every time I hear the ragtime, I want to dance. There's your focus of myself.
No, but you are a family member of that individual, and I would encourage you to feel into that and discover which one.
Oh, that sounds like an interesting proposal.
A challenge.
Oh, well, we like challenges. About a month or so ago, I projected out of a dream state into kind of a white, warm light that was like floating. It was quite pleasant. What was that?
What I would express as that is your imagery of being essence.
I had a feeling it was pretty overwhelming. I mean, after I awakened, I just, it was so beautiful. It was a great experience. And ever since then, I've been trying to project back. I have a dear friend, Angela, who practices the biofield tuning using the tuning forks. And she's 33 years old, and she wants to start a family. And I know you spoke with Karen about a person who's participating, who's pregnant in the process. But how about the practitioner? Would it be harmful to the fetus if she continued to practice with the forks?
That would depend. What I would express is, if this individual discovers that she is with child, I would suggest that she very much pays attention to her intuition and listen to the child. The baby, the infant, the fetus, whatever you term it to be, will communicate. Therefore, if a particular vibrational quality is disturbing or disruptive, it will communicate that. It will generate actions that will create an uncomfortableness for the mother.
Even very early in the stage?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I would say that regardless of the development of that fetus, that it has the ability to affect the body consciousness and create discomfort. Therefore, if she is experiencing any discomfort, that is an indicator that this is not a resonance with that infant, and that it is disruptive to it. If she is not, if she is comfortable, and she is not experiencing any discomfort, and as that infant grows, if it is not disturbingly active, or disturbingly quiet. Then it would be acceptable. Therefore, engage two actions. Her own intuition in relation to whatever she is doing and the vibrational qualities that she is using, and couple that with genuinely paying attention to her own body consciousness, because the infant will communicate and she will know through her own body consciousness. She will either experience some type of discomfort, or she will experience some type of discomfort in the infant being overly active, which can be uncomfortable. Or she will experience the infant being overly quiet, which generally the mother will recognize that relatively quickly, that an infant is not moving,
right,
is not generating. Infants move frequently, and in that they're not always stretching, but they are moving. And the mother is aware when that infant is being considerably quiet. When an infant is being considerably quiet, generally that is an indicator that there is something that is amiss with them. They are not comfortable. Therefore, if a vibrational quality is disturbing to the infant, it might retreat and be very quiet. But it is also very likely that it could be excessively active because it is agitated. But I would express that if she is incorporating the practice with other individuals, she is not doing it with herself, then it would be relatively safe.
I think she's so in tune with the process of having children and raising them, she probably will step back, but just let that be her choice.
Yes.
I'm kind of getting conflicting belonging impressions for her. Is she Borladin or Tumul belonging?
Borladin.
Ah, VMA aligned?
Yes.
And religious?
Yes.
And soft?
Correct.
And what is her essence name?
Essence name, Marley. Marlie.
Nice. Could you tell me how many shared focuses we have?
Do you have an impression?
I'm thinking a good number. I would say in the vicinity of 350 or 400. Very good. Now, let me think what else we should ask. The talk yesterday was interesting about doing the next step. And as you know, 2 years ago, I kind of stepped off the cliff myself and took that step. And it's so far, it's been pretty magical for me. In the process of span of a year or so, found a really ideal spot in Vermont to live with a very interesting individual who owns a farm, and it's way up in the boonies. And I often question myself whether or not I'm isolating myself or if it's indeed my natural flow, but I really enjoy the wildness of it. And I take care of her animals when she's out west in the winter, and I live rent-free, essentially. So it gives me a tremendous amount of freedom to explore different things. And I've been thinking about passion lately and how it interplays with intent and desire and obviously a orientation as well as belonging and alignment probably is in that mix also. And could you define passion?
Passion is a term that you use for a certain type of interest. You can incorporate interest in many, many, many different subjects.
Right.
And not necessarily be passionate about them. But passion doesn't automatically or always include the emotional expression of tremendous excitement or affection.
Interesting.
It can, and generally it does at times, but not always, and not always ongoing in relation to the feeling. The feeling can come and go. The feeling can wax and wane. What generates a difference with passion as opposed to any type of interest is that passion is an interest that continues. It is an interest that is almost more than an interest. It is a natural expression. It is an allowance of a flow coupled with an interest that grows. Passion doesn't always grow in feeling, but it grows in relation to what it is, interest, meaning it expands. Therefore, it also changes, but maintains its core. And that's what sets it in a different direction or a different expression from any other interest, is that a passion is an interest that you maintain for considerable time frameworks. Now, that does not mean that you may incorporate a passion and that it will remain throughout an entire focus. It may or it may not. Because it has the capacity to expand, it can change. And it can move in offshoots and spawn new developments of the passion.
Gotcha.
It doesn't necessarily remain precisely the same, but it is ongoing, and it continues and continues, generally for long periods of time. And even when it seems that a passion has died in one aspect, generally speaking, you interpret that perception because it has changed. It has evolved in a different branch, but its core is the same.
Could you tell me, getting back to my choice to live in the middle of nowhere? I love people, and I love interacting with people. But, Elias, I kind of need extended breaks because I put a lot into the interaction, and I need those breaks. I need to kind of withdraw. So I've been batting it back and forth. Is that my natural flow?
Yes. And let me express to you, in relation to interaction, you may even incorporate a passion for interaction. You may genuinely love to interact in many different capacities. There are two points with this subject. One is that interaction is not limited to one species.
Oh, yes.
The other is that you can genuinely love to be interactive, let us say, with other humans. That does not mean that you want to do it every day or continuously. That doesn't diminish that passion or that love for that action. It merely is a realization of more of a balance and what your actual flow is without the constructs that express to you that you have to.
Right.
Or that you should. Or that it is bad not to. And in that, it is significant to remind yourself that even if you are not as interactive with humans as you may have been previously, it does not mean you are not being interactive. You merely are not being interactive with one selected species.
Correct.
And you are being interactive. You are just choosing to be interactive with several species rather than only one. And in that, balancing it in relation to how you are being interactive and when and with what.
I was always more comfortable, really more comfortable with animals and plants. Because whenever I had some issues, they were like, the woods was my go-to place, you know. It was my joy. But I do indeed like to connect with people, and I enjoy connecting with people in Vermont because there are a number that are like-minded. But it can be intense, and then I have to go back up on my hill and go back in the woods again. And it's nice to know it is my natural flow and that I'm not shielding or running away or
no.
what have you.
No, I would express that you are not.
The
And it allows you to appreciate those time frameworks in which you are interacting with
right.
other individuals rather than being overwhelmed or annoyed. It allows you to genuinely be present with other individuals when you choose to do that.
I know, you know, we spoke about my essence symbol and about the cloud arms for nurturing aspect. I feel that very strongly, and I feel almost like in this focus I'm more of a like a support and a facilitator than one to like be on the front lines. Would you agree to that?
Yes.
Because I have this overwhelming desire to kind of show people that they're more than what they realize they are. So I just wanted to ask that question.
Yes.
I'm kind of at a point where I'm getting a little antsy a lot. Where I may want to feel like I want to do something, make another jump, and you know, my passions obviously are still photography and alternative medicine, more in tune to vibration and color vibration, which I've been doing some exploration. But also, underneath, there's like a need to express in some way about the Earth. Being Miyame, I have a great regard for the beauty of the Earth, especially in this home state, Vermont. And I'm not quite sure how to approach that. I don't want to be oppositional. And I don't think I'm really one to be on the front lines, but in exploring my different focuses, there are two things that come up rather frequently, and one is the love of writing and the love of music. So I guess my question is, how can I address this expression of love for Earth and displeasure at this point in time for some of the things that are happening?
By being proactive in precisely what we were discussing yesterday. You are not doing it to change other individuals. You are doing it to express you. What is important to remember about that is that one of the points of expressing yourself is to be heard. There is less of a point of expressing yourself if you reside in a cave and there are no other individuals around you and there is nothing occurring around you that is bothersome to you. But you don't reside in a cave. And other individuals are around you, and you do share not only a planet, but an environment with other individuals. And in that, their choices or their expressions in some capacity impacts you, and by not expressing yourself your presence and your choices are being withheld from impacting them. Now, once again, the point is not changing other individuals. The point is, you express yourself to be heard. You don't occupy a reality in which you are alone. You are occupying a reality with countless other individuals and therefore other essences. In that, because you have created a physical reality in which there is a significant piece of your reality that is expressed in separation in a natural capacity. You have separate bodies. You create separate entities. Your entire reality, your entire world is comprised of separate entities of different designs. And your universe is separate entities. In that, because of that factor of separation, you automatically and naturally move in directions that will reinforce your interconnectedness because your senses are not inputting that to you. Your senses input the reinforcement of that separation. Therefore, in a manner of speaking, to compensate for that expression of separation, to maintain it, but to compensate for it. You're not expressing that it is not important. There is a reason for it in your reality. But it is also important that you are aware of that connectivity that you have. And it is not enough for almost all individuals, with very rare exceptions, to express that connectivity and experience that connectivity with other manifestations and beings and not humans. You belong to a species. It is natural for you to connect with your species. You are also a social species. And social species do not function well when they are not interactive with each other. Now, knowing those pieces, expressing yourself is an action that you do partially for that validation of that connectivity. An objective validation and expression and experience of that connectivity. This is the reason that it is important to all of you, and it is, and there is no exception of this. It is important to all of you to be heard, to be seen, to be important.
Yes.
That is a common factor with all of you. You don't automatically generate that by yourself alone. Let me express to you, there is merit in some of the expressions and philosophies that move in the direction of promoting loving yourself and validating yourself and looking to yourself for your inspiration to a point. But to generate the idea that you should be satisfied within yourself in everything by yourself alone is unnatural for you and unrealistic. You are social beings and you are emotional beings. And in that, you require the interaction and the feedback, in a manner of speaking, of other individuals. Being heard, being seen, regardless of whether you are agreed with or not. And many times when you are disagreed with, you are validated that you are being heard and being seen because you are being argued with. Because you aren't being agreed with. Therefore, you know that the other individual is paying attention to you. Yes. Because they are arguing with you. Therefore, that validation does not necessarily come from only agreement. That being seen and being heard is not only produced by what you think of as positive or being agreed with. And your validation does not always come from being agreed with. It is important to express yourselves for this reason also. Not only to release energy, not only to express what you feel, but also for your own validation of being seen and being heard, being witnessed, that you are important. And when you perceive that you have expressed yourself, someone heard it. Someone saw you. Somewhere. Whether it changes what is outside of you or not, you have that validation that you expressed and therefore you are important because you were heard and seen. And in that, that is what gives you that sense of not necessarily accomplishment, but participation when you express yourself.
And your throat chakra feels a lot better also.
Yes, I would agree. I would agree. Therefore, that is important. And I would express that that is what we were discussing yesterday, that these are important factors. not to change the world. But to change your reality. And the more individuals that are in the direction of changing their realities, those that match change collective realities, and you don't have to know all the individuals that match.
Well, I think I live in a state where there are a lot of people that think a lot the way I think.
I would agree.
I'd like to say that Vermont is like a combination of Maya May and Samari, and that it could quite likely be a role model for a shifted type of world.
It could be.
And that's, in a sense, it's one of the reasons why I'm attracted here. It's people are very genuine, and I think they are working on doing the right thing. So I just have...
Or they are moving in the direction of generating what you perceive to
yes,
be
exactly.
is the right thing, and they agree with you. But I would also express that your arts, as always, are a reflection of you as a whole. Society, your world, your arts are, in a manner of speaking, a gauge as a reflection of you. Now, what I would also say to you is that in some of your art, in books, in writing, and in cinema, it is no accident that your particular state repeatedly appears as the one remaining surviving outpost of welcome and nurturing.
Yes.
And continuing in the midst of apocalypse. That would be the one location that is chosen by writers and by individuals in the cinema. Not Russia, not Europe, not Florida, not Texas, not Canada, not South America, Vermont.
I like it.
One very small area of the planet which consistently is depicted as the survivor of apocalypse is not an accident.
Well, speaking of survivor, as there are earth changes, what would we expect here in the state of Vermont? Would there be more dry weather or wind or...
In this area, I would express that you are already experiencing effectiveness. You are experiencing warmer climate.
I've noticed a lot of wind, too.
Yes.
Really intense wind.
I would express that is another factor, which is not generally associated with your particular area, your piece of the world.
Right.
And this is in the entirety of the state, not merely one piece. But, generally speaking, I would express that in relation to climate change, that is very definitely literal. The climate is changing.
Oh, I see it.
The weather patterns are changing. I would express to you that as it is becoming warmer, you are not necessarily generating less precipitation, but in a different form, from snow to rain. I would say to you that what it is doing is it is altering the wildlife, the plant life, the insect life. It is altering already some of your industry in relation to your maple production.
Right.
Because your trees are confused. They sap too early or too late, or too much, which lessens what can be viably tapped. Therefore, an individual might express, how can they sap too much? They can, and that reduces what is viable to be tapped. But what I would express is that in one capacity, the wind could be perceived as a benefit because it can be tapped for power.
Exactly.
Therefore,
yes.
What wasn't previously can be used for power, and that is a viable avenue. I would also express that in relation to your state and wind power, that this particular state has altered its land terrain considerably in the span of 150 years. You have generated a tremendous increase and encouragement of wooded area, forest,
yes,
which did not exist prior. Your natural landmass was not forest. Your natural landmass was grassland. You created forest. In that, dependent upon how you use it and move, you could actually generate a significant balance in this particular area. With the climate changing and becoming warmer, you could generate a balance by removing some forestry and tapping the resource of wind, continuing to encourage other forestry to continue in that balance, and to, in a manner of speaking, compensate for what is lacking from rainforests, regardless of what individuals think, and regardless of how far away they perceive rainforests to be, those rainforests are maintaining a tremendous amount of your climate and your water.
It saddens me.
They are responsible for a tremendous amount of your fresh water. You continuing to incorporate forestry in this area does, to a degree, compensate for that. Not entirely, but it does to a degree. I would express that the industry will change because the climate is changing, and what you have relied on for industry in your state for generations may not necessarily be maintainable in the capacity that it has been. Apples grow in areas that incorporate cold weather. You can manufacture them in other climates, but they don't maintain as well or as long. They're not as hardy. An apple that is produced naturally in cold weather incorporates a life which is much longer than an apple that is artificially produced. It will wilt within days, whereas an apple produced in a colder climate will actually incorporate a life of approximately 2 weeks or more at times. Therefore, that is a factor. That there are pieces of your industry that are already and will continue to be affected. And it is diverting how you maintain. It is not that you cannot maintain farmland in your area, but that it will be necessary for you to alter how you do it. Not that you do not have enough precipitation or water, but what you are accustomed to is incorporating much of that water in the form of snow, which penetrates into the ground, and in that, you don't rely on the rainfall as much. But if the snow is not in the volume that it has been, and the earth is not being saturated by that water in that form, it will require you adjusting how you maintain your farmlands, but they can be maintained.
That's good. That's good synopsis. Thank you.
You are welcome. There are some areas in your planet that may fare relatively well in relation to climate change if you adjust to cooperate with it.
Yes. I want to ask you about myself and protein. Can you tell me if...
In what capacity?
I wonder if I'm getting enough protein.
What is your usual diet?
I do fish or lamb, usually about twice a week. I do eggs. I don't know if eggs are as beneficial as meat.
Yes, they are.
Beautiful. I do a considerable number of eggs.
How often do you consume eggs?
probably 5 days a week. And I used a considerable amount of peanut butter because my teeth aren't that great and I have difficulty chewing nuts. So that's essentially my protein. Although I got to say, I'm in love with sheep cheese. And I know what you said about the dairy. Is it that harmful on a limited basis?
I understand. I have expressed several times cheese is somewhat different.
I like the hard age.
Because of how it is processed, it alters its chemical compounds. And in that, cheese is different from other dairy products.
Good.
Therefore, I would express to you that, yes, you can, as I have expressed to other individuals, in balanced or limited amounts, you can actually consume cheese on a daily basis.
That makes me happy. Well, you think I'm getting enough protein? I tell you why I ask. I have some muscle cramps in my legs. It's kind of a frequent thing. And I've been engaged in yoga, which has been quite beneficial, very beneficial for me. I do enjoy it. But I'm not quite sure with the cramping.
I would suggest that you incorporate more protein on a daily basis, which I would suggest that you can incorporate more meat sources or fish. Integrate that into your diet on a daily basis. I would also express that this is a matter of preference. Beans are another excellent source.
Can you answer something for me?
Yes.
I love dried beans, but my body consciousness a lot of times has difficulty digesting it. Is there a certain bean that I should shy away from? I love them.
And which are you more inclined to?
I really like the dried limas, but I have, sometimes when I eat those, I have terrific diarrhea, and black beans I can't do at all. They just go right through me. But pintos, black-eyed peas, that type of thing seem to be okay.
White
beans. I just wondered if it was for all beans or lack of gallbladder or what caused that irritation.
No, not necessarily.
To the body consciousness.
Not all beans. And I would express that. As you are aware, you know if a particular type of bean is irritating to you. That does not mean all beans. I would also express to you that vegetables such as green beans are excellent.
I love them.
And in that, I would say to you that, yes, eggs are excellent in any form. What are you incorporating in relation to fats?
Avocados
are
my main source, other than what I do with the peanut butter. And whatever the meat may have. Whatever fat the meat may have on it. That's basically what I do. I don't do a lot of carbohydrates. I just don't particularly care for them. I do a lot of vegetables.
I would suggest that with the vegetables, you generate cooked vegetables and incorporate them with butter.
Oh, good. Like butter too.
Very well. Yes, okay. Consume cooked vegetables with butter.
Very good. Have a little bit of manna. This will be my last question, and you can make it brief because Mary's had a busy weekend. And I appreciate all you and all of her efforts. bit of a lipoma on the right hip. And I know you're going to ask me my impression. But I got to tell you, I'm a little bit clueless. It doesn't bother me. It wouldn't look that great in a bathing suit, but...
What I would express to you is it is a development of held energy pushing out.
Maybe if I express more, my lipoma will grow, right?
Correct. It would express that in actuality, it is not necessarily entirely negative, though, because rather than holding that energy in other areas of your body that could be damaging or destructive, you have pushed that energy to a particular area and are pushing it out. And therefore, in a manner of speaking, attempting to purge it.
I've been using my weighted tuning forks on it. What, is that beneficial in any way?
Yes, it can be. Yes.
I'm not at that point where I really want to have it cut on. But I've been using...
That can be effective, for it can break down... The vibrations can break down the mass.
And I use a Lemurian crystal, too, with passing the vibration through the Lemurian crystal. So we'll continue with that, then.
Well,
it's been a pleasure.
I agree.
It's been a pleasure. I hope I shall manifest another session with you and not the 2-year time frame.
Excellent. I shall be anticipating of that.
We'll talk more about the vibrational stuff. That's like a whole session.
Excellent.
Yeah.
I express tremendous encouragement to you, my friend. Continue in your natural flow and stop questioning it.
Just be the wild person that I am, the wild woman.
Definitely.
On the mountain.
Definitely.
Thank you so much.
I express tremendous lovingness to you. Great encouragement. Until our next meeting, my dear friend.
Au revoir. Thank you.
Sweetheart, that was fantastic.
Sure.